Doc, this is Rick Titting on Marguerite DeZois. Marguerite, M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E, Marguerite, M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E, DeZois, DeZois. That's D, D as in David, O, Z as in zebra, O-I-S, DeZois. That is D-O-Z-O-I-S, D as in David. O-Z-O-I-S, D-O-Z-O-I-S. Date of birth is 8-4-45. Date of visit is 125-24. Please make a copy for Sergey Turchin, T-U-R-C-H-I-N, Sergey, S-E-R-G-E-Y-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Sergey, thank you for sending Marguerite DeZois for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. First person, tell us. This is a 78-year-old female who has a history of shortness of breath with exertion and coughing spells, as well as wheezing, recently sent for a chest X-ray on 12/6/23, which showed no acute lung infiltrate. The patient has had a previous CT of the chest in February of 2020, which showed multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules measuring up to 10 millimeters, which have been documented on prior chest CT. There are also several hepatic cysts noted. The patient's has had no significant cough and does not have hemoptysis, fevers, chills, or night sweats. She has used Montelukast, 10 milligrams a day, and is not on any specific inhalers. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for pacemaker ICD placement and a history for, ICD placement in 2016, and a history for tonsillectomy remotely and tubal ligation. She has hypothyroidism, hypertension, and depression. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. Patient denies smoking but has been exposed to secondhand smoke from her parents and from her husband. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Worked as a teacher. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of pneumonia. Mother died of breast cancer. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, fatigue. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency burning or hematuria. She does have urinary frequency, no hematuria. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, but is constipated. Denies chest or jaw pain, but has arm pain, no calf muscle pain. and no leg edema. She has anxiety attacks, denies any bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches, denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Denies seizure, headaches, but has some memory loss. And itchy skin. Next paragraph, medalist. Venlafaxine, 150 milligrams daily. Lasix, 40 milligrams, 20 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Digoxin, 0.125 milligrams daily. Montelukast, 10 milligrams a day. Valsartan, 80 milligrams daily. Levothyroxin, 25 micrograms daily. And KCL, 20 milliequivalents daily. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no clubbing or peripheral edema, and no lymphadenopathy, and skin turgor was good. Blood pressure 130 by 80, pulse is 85, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 118, saturation 96. HEND are non-spheric people's reactive NAPO. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears non-inflammation. Neck, supplement, bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery with visas scattered bilaterally. Heart, the atrium is irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, and S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes, 1+ with no gross motor dysfunction. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is chronic bronchitis with asthma. Number two is hypertension. Number three is degenerative arthritis. Number four, hypothyroidism. And number five is ASHD. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. Can you please add in the final diagnosis? Also includes number seven is multiple lung nodules. Next, next line plan. The patient will use Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Also, advised to get a CBC IgE level and a complete metabolic profile. And was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Sergey Turchin, TURCHIN, MD. Let's talk. This is all. Thank you.